Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. It's your boy FIFA 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today we are talking about J.R. Cruz, The Hardaway. Ken, you know what it is, man. We start right off the gate with rating the features, the production, the rapping, and the overall. When it comes to the features, he has a dude. I never heard of none of these people. So it's a first for me. But go get to KB. Go get a KB. And then we also have It's a Singer on the Champagne Spills. She was dope. I liked her. Huey Briss. I think it was a chick. And then we got Gene Carter. How did you feel about the features on this one?
I didn't like him. Nah. I'm at a C for the features.
I'm at a C plus. And obviously when we get to the overall, we get to the review, I'll tell y'all why. But I'm at a C plus. The production, where you at?
Same with the production, man. C. Yeah.
I'm at a C plus. The rapping, singing, how did you feel about it?
Same.
Yeah. I'm at a C. And what was your overall?
Same. C across the board, bro.
Yeah. I give him a C plus for the overall. Ken, I never heard of J.R. Cruz. I don't remember how I came across him and why I added him to the docket. However, listening to this, and the reason why I gave C pluses, I gave him a C, is because he's in the lane that I typically fuck with. Mm-hmm. So he's like with less, you know what I'm saying? He's a less inspiring Larry June. He's in that vein of West Coast. If you listen to this and you can't tell that he's from the West, you haven't listened to enough hip hop, because this nigga is definitely West Coast.
Yeah.
Chill, lay back flow. He's not going to wow you. You know, this nigga, he drinking his 40s and smoking a blunt, bro. Like, he make lifestyle raps. You know what I'm saying? I could definitely see a Currency, you know, being featured, or him being on a Currency project. He's just in that lane of just real chill, vibey type of music. Mm-hmm. That being said, I'm cool with it. But again, it was nothing that really blew me away, because with Larry June, and I chose my words carefully, like, Larry June is inspirational. Give a fuck about what somebody thinks about his rapping ability. Fine. He doesn't try too hard. He's not going to go over your head. Mm-hmm. But he's telling you to, like, live a better lifestyle. Go work out. Go ride a bike. Go drink smoothies. You know, go double up your paper. Hey, be patient and have discipline. 60 days will change your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's inspirational. Mm-hmm. I didn't get none of that from this. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I got, and I mean this in the least disrespectful way, is that it's really good background music. Like if it's playing, I'm not going to be like, oh, turn that trash off. I'm not going to say that. But at the same time, I'm not going to be like, oh, who's this? It's just going to be like, okay, cool. It's in the background. It ain't bad. It's, you know, oh, I like this beat. I like that, you know? And that's really what I got from it. Now, there were a couple of ones that I kind of was like, oh, okay. I fuck with this a little bit more than I fuck with some of the other ones. Like Champagne Spills Interlude with, let me let this shit go so I can tell you the feature. Huey Briss, you know what I'm saying? I love that production on that song. Like, you know, super chill, mellow, vibey. And he had a couple of them like that. I want to say Live from Brooklyn caught my ear as well. Yeah, Live from Brooklyn caught my ear. You know, this top-down music. But, you know, it's a C, Ken. And I think we rated it adequately.
Yeah, I never heard of this guy, and I didn't walk away wanting to hear anything else. Mm-hmm. There was definitely one song on here, and I think it's Champagne Spills Interlude.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was good. That shit was good. But I did pick up on the laid back West Coast kind of very chill type vibe. That music can't be hit or miss for me, but and that's why it was somewhat hard to grade, because I thought about Larry June and some of those other guys out there.
Dom Kennedy
and all the other guys. And, you know, I don't know if he was trying to go for that thing or if he just part of that rap grouping. But either way it goes, just kind of, it was nothing here. It was just very boring and dull and average to below average. And it was just like, outside of Champagne Spills, which is driven a lot by the beat. Mm-hmm. And I thought he rapped really, really well on it. That was it. There was no highlights. It was just like, I walked away. I was like, we don't need more of this in hip hop.
Here's the thing, Ken. I feel like, you know, there's always levels to this shit. And I feel that with J.R. Cruz, he's a hood hero. You know, okay. I think he's regional. Will this blow up and, you know, everybody will listen to it? Nah, I don't think he's making music for that. But like the song Boogie, that shit is a barbecue, you know what I'm saying? Like chill outside. Like it got to be springtime or barbecue. Yeah. Like it's just, Ken, it's, again, it wouldn't be my, there's so many other songs, so many other artists from the West Coast that I would play before J.R. Cruz. Mm-hmm. But again, like I said, if I'm listening to somebody say, yo, man, I got this cool West Coast playlist, and I heard Boogie come on or Champagne Spills or Live from Brooklyn, I'd have been like, oh, okay, cool. And like, if it's that genre of music, like, it's okay. And that's why I say I think we rated it adequately, because we could have came on here and there's going to be a lot of reviews in the very near future that we're going to call trash, and the reviews ain't gonna be long. You don't think it's trash?
I don't think it's good.
That's why it's a C. He passed the grade.
All right.
I'm just saying, he has a flow. The lyrics and the content don't really, it's not attention grabbing. The beats are relatively cool. It fits the demographic of the people that he's catering to. It's like, it's an okay project. Is it recommendable? Nah. I you know, if somebody was like, man, Dom Kennedy is the nigga I fuck with, bro, I would tell you to go listen to Less. And I fuck with Less, but I know a lot of people don't even know who Less is.
L-E-S.
L-E-$.
With the dollar sign? Yeah. I know Less.
You know what I'm saying? Like I would go recommend Less before, you know, J.R. Cruz. But that's not saying that J.R. Cruz is bad. Now, here's the thing, though, Ken. Personally, there was enough on here for me to go check out other joints because I do like his ear for the music that he's making. So I'm interested to see if he's made other joints that sound a little bit better. But if this is the floor of his music, I'm okay with that. And even if it's the ceiling of his music, I'm okay with it.
He has two other albums.
Yeah. You know, I'm cool. Like he's not bad. He's cool. I just look, and here's the thing. Like, this came out in 2023. He has a single, came out in 2020. He has another single, Back to the Crib, that came out in 2020. So like, he may still be relatively new. You know what I'm saying? And he may be still finding his niche. Because here's the thing about a lot of West Coast guys that I fuck with, right? A lot of them, obviously, it's about weed, girls.
Mm-hmm.
The aspect that I didn't pick up on this, he don't really talk about cars. You know? And I don't know if he's going to add, you know, certain things, but I think he still might be finding himself as an artist. you know, in this skate. But like I said, man, I think he could be like a hood hero. I think he's definitely regional at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. It's not bad. But I wouldn't recommend him. There's so many other guys in the West right now that I would recommend. But I would also tell J.R. Cruz, if he's watching, like, bro, keep at it. Like, don't stop. Like, it's not like trash. Hey, bro, just unplug the aux cord, unplug the speakers, like, unplug the microphone. Like, stop. I don't think he's at that level. But at the same time, it's like, it's cool.
Nah, I don't think he's at that level. Nah, I don't think he's there, but definitely regional. I just don't hear enough. But you know what? I mean, if you would have given me Larry June, I would have said the same thing. And he seems to be blowing up for some odd reason. So
it's not odd, kid.
Maybe J.R. Cruz can follow that path, you know.
Well, we'll see. And here, you know, one of the things that Larry June did, and one of the things that Les does. And Larry June is just now starting to slow down. But you know, this nigga was putting out 4 or 5 projects a year.
Yeah, and then J.R. Cruz is not doing that.
And he's not doing that. And I'm not saying that that is a recipe for success for him. But at the same time, like, you know, I feel like he just needs to continue to sharpen his sword. Because the sword is just a little dull. It's just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I think more practice, more projects, more singles, I think it'll help him. Again, I don't know if that's what's going to get him to where he wants to get to in music, but I don't think he's trash. I'm going to go and I'm going to listen to some of these other projects, but it is what it is, man.
Have fun.
It is what it is. But like I said in the review, if y'all still listening, man, it's going to be very interesting these next couple of days in the reviews that we drop, but we'll see you very soon. We're out. Peace.
Yeah.